Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. The Book of Revelation describes the Church as a precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. How fitting then that the father of crystallography, the science of determining crystal structure, is not just a son of the Church, but a priest, and this week marks the 190th anniversary of his death. René Justhoy was born in northern France on the 28th of February 1743. His parents were poor and were only able to send their son to the College of Nevers and later to the College of Le Moyne by the generosity of friends. Hoy studied theology and became an ordained Catholic priest. Becoming one of the professors at Le Moyne, he began to devote his spare time to the study of botany, but an accident directed his attention to another field of science. It is said that whilst examining a fine specimen of calcareous spar, which belonged to a friend, he accidentally dropped it, and upon examining the fragments, he was led to conduct experiments which resulted in the statement of the geometrical law of crystallization associated with his name. Hoy found that crystals of the same composition possessed the same internal nucleus, even though their external forms differed. He also established the law of symmetry and was able to show that the forms of crystal are perfectly definite and based on fixed laws. The value of this discovery gained Hoy immediate recognition and, when communicated to the French Academy of Sciences, secured him a place at that society. When the revolution broke out, Hoy was thrown into prison. He was in danger of losing his life until Étienne Geoffroy Saint-Hilaire interceded on his behalf. And in 1802, under Napoleon, Hoy became professor of mineralogy at the National Museum of Natural History and founder of the Musée de Mineralogie. But after 1814, he was deprived of his appointments by the Restoration government. His final days were consequently spent in poverty, but the courage and high moral qualities which had helped him in his youth did not desert him in his old age. He lived happily and respected till his death in Paris on the 3rd of June, 1822. The mineral Hoy, which occurs in silica-deficient igneous rocks, was named in Hoy's honour, and thanks to Hoy's law, scientists were able to determine the structure of DNA and many other complex molecules in their crystalline state. Not bad for a priest-scientist. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.